This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the new coronavirus has infected 3.71 million people and killed more than 260,000. Experts universally agree the figures are actually higher because of limited testing, different methods of counting fatalities, and suppression of figures by some governments. The U.S. is by far the worst hit by the pandemic, with 71,000 deaths and 1.2 million infections. The outbreak has halted economies all over the world, with people staying home to prevent further spread of the virus. In some countries and regions, people are being allowed to return to work in certain sectors, and more shops and restaurants are being allowed to operate. However, governments are still mandating people wear face masks and maintain social distancing amid concerns easing restrictions will bring a second wave of infections. Spanish lawmakers extended a state of emergency, allowing the government to keep lockdown measures in place for at least 2 more weeks. The vote comes as Spain said foreign tourist arrivals plummeted by 64% in March, a major blow to a key economic lifeline. France is inching towards a May 11th deadline to allow some schools to open their doors again after almost 2 months. Germany warned it would reimpose restrictions if new cases could not be contained. Authorities have begun making plans for a resurgence of the virus. Germany will allow all students back to school this month, all shops to resume business, and even restart the top-flight football Bundesliga, though it would remain without spectators for the time being. For the latest on COVID-19 stories and all the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News.